Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The price of a stamp is going up by 5 cent to €1.40 now from the start of February. There was an increase last January, and back then the prices went up by 10 cent from 125 to 135. So on Post are telling us that this marks a 3.7% increase. That's below the latest rate of inflation, they say, of 3.9%. And they say the standard stamp price remains below the average European stamp cost. Well, Michael Healy-Ray is a Kerry Independent TD, of course, and also a postmaster, and is on the line now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Claire, and a happy and healthy new year to you and all of your listeners.
And same to you. Well, how will your customers feel about this, do you think?
Well, the very first thing that I'd say to you is, a number of years ago, the then minister in charge of this department was Dennis Nocton, and I remember he coming into my office and saying, "You're a postmaster of a small post office. How do you feel? I have two choices." And his choices were increase the price of the stamp or perhaps look at reducing the delivery from a 5-day delivery service to 4 days. And at the time, I said, well, if I was the minister in charge and if those were the choices facing me, you would have to increase the price of the stamp but ensure that we continue to have a 5-day delivery service. Mm-hmm. I would still maintain the same. I hate to see the stamp go up to 140. It's an awful price for a stamp to post one letter. But we have to look at the reality of it. On Post, I believe they wouldn't do this only that they have to. But it is affecting perhaps older people maybe who still use on Post rather than emails. Emails, from a billing point of view and everything, have taken over completely. All small businesses, medium, large businesses, all their businesses done on email. But we want to see our post offices kept open. And I would like to give a message to people today. If you are a person who has a local post office near you, I would always say, remember, if you don't use it, you will lose it. So yes, people should get their pensions paid into their post offices. They should try and do, because post offices don't get a wage. They get paid on a per transaction basis.
Per item.
So every time they sell a stamp or deal with a person who's getting a payment made through the post office, that's what keeps them viable and keeps the door open, and that is so important.
You see what you said there, that you don't believe that On Post will be doing this unless they absolutely had to. That's a lot to accept there. You know, we probably don't know enough about the breakdown of their numbers maybe to say that, because I know that the number of people who are posting letters has decreased. That makes logical sense because of emails, of course. But the business has all moved to parcels, and there's been a huge increase in the number of parcels going through the post office, has there not been?
Correct. If you looked in the back of any postman or postwoman's van today, you will see it absolutely full with small, medium and big size parcels and boxes. And that is a majority of the work that they have. But one man who I wish to come back to, who was, in my opinion, a very good politician, Dennis Nocton. And I remember very clearly his story at the time. Would you rather a 4-day service or a 5-day service and an increased cost?
Yeah, but it's probably easier though to make that decision back then, because you weren't looking at 140 for a stamp.
Oh, I know, sure. We've gone up enormously. Remember, the last year, a price of a stamp was 125. After next month, it's going to be 140. That is, in my opinion, an enormous jump. And it's going to hit vulnerable people who mightn't have access to computers and who rely on literally going away, buying a stamp and sending it off. And it is very, very exorbitant. And it is an awful price if it's a person is sending a card. If you take the cost of the card, the envelope, and then the stamp, it's a very, very expensive thing to do.
It doesn't make sense in this context as well, Michael, and you'll know these prices really well, but you know how you buy those envelopes with the €6 on it, and that pays for the cost of the envelope and a parcel that you can post nationally under 1 kg. If you can do that for that price, why then does it make sense that a stamp to post a birthday card is 140?
Correct, but you see, I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm not saying that it's okay, but what I am saying, I believe in Ireland, one thing that we should always maintain is our 5-day delivery service. Mm-hmm. I believe that is of paramount importance, because people want and they need to know that if they send something, that within a number of days, and I just want to thank today, because remember, there's an awful lot of people driving along today. They're on bicycles, they're on foot, and they're in small and big vans, and they're all post persons. And I just want to say they go out in all types of weather, and they do great work. I have to declare another interest, because I believe in being fully transparent. I know an awful lot about this because I have a daughter, Rosie, who is a post person and has been so for many years. So I know very, very well the work that they do in sorting and delivering the mail, and I want to thank everyone up and down the length of Bristol
and you're right,
for doing that work.
And they do hard work, and you're right, in all sorts of weather. But it's about protecting that service. But it's just interesting that you accept that that's the choice between the cost of the stamp going up and the five days.
I don't want to say I accept it, but what I'm saying is I understand why they feel they have to do this. I would rather if there was some other mechanism, because I would be of the frame of mind, what about if a stamp was a euro? Would it not encourage more people to use more of the service? But what I'm told, and what I was told in the past, was that the sums didn't add up for them and that they couldn't do that. And the only way they could do it was by reducing the daily service.
OK, Michael, thanks very much. Michael Healy-Ray there, independent TD from Kerry. We'll bring you the latest from that case, which is ongoing at the UN International Court of Justice, South Africa, accusing Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians in Gaza.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.